1:46 a.m. Faber by Cricket Nation Rise. Read by Jax Longcoat. A Check Please fanfic. Tags include Connor Whiskey Whisk, William Dex Poindexter, Post Cannon, Whiskey as a Junior, Hockey Captain Dex, Friendship, Romanticized Empty Ice Rinks, and Nightmares Not Described. Connor leaves the main lights off as he steps onto the ice. He has permission to be here, sure, but he doubts that Coach gave him a set of keys with the expectation that he'd use them after midnight. He doesn't want to draw any attention to himself, so he skates out under the emergency lights and lets the smell and the sounds of an empty rink soothe his still racing heart. What's annoying is Connor doesn't even remember his nightmares. Never has. He just jolts awake, heart pounding, sweat on his face and down his back, and an all-encompassing sense of terror. He can never fall back asleep after them either. With no pattern or trigger to speak of, doctors had been stumped. "Maybe we'll figure it out one day," they said, when Connor had caved and seen someone after the lack of sleep had started to affect his hockey. "Just keep tracking it and a pattern might emerge." 6 years later, there's still no pattern, so Connor just keeps track in his notebook and gives up on sleep when the nightmares occur. In high school, he'd do laps of his secluded neighborhood until the sun started to come up and he had to get ready for school. The first 2 years at Samwell, the campus became his new neighborhood. But now, in his junior year, he's got a room in the house, an A on his jersey, and a battered set of keys with an enamel pie keychain attached. He thought about swapping it to something, anything else, but couldn't bring himself to. Empty rinks have always been soothing, the scrape of his skates across the ice, the way his breath seems to echo, and the sense of space all add up to the perfect environment for Connor on nights like this. He doesn't do drills or even get his heart rate up when he comes to Faber. That's not the point. The point is that he can just exist, just glide, without the pressure or any expectations other than to pass the time until it's a normal human hour to be awake. It's his sanctuary, the place where he always knows what to do. And if a small part of him acknowledges that this is how Biddy feels in a kitchen, well. He's been at it for a while when he hears the muffled thud of a door closing. He glances at his watch and frowns. Who else would be here at 1:45 in the morning? Connor keeps up his lazy laps while he waits for whoever it is to appear. If he's about to get kicked off the ice by a security guard or something, he wants to soak up as much calm as the rink can offer him before that happens. It's not until he's passing the away bench that he hears a voice ring out from the direction of the players' tunnel. "I guess I should be glad you're not doing drills." Connor switches to skating backwards so he can more effectively be unimpressed in Dex's direction.
"You thought I'd risk injury like that?"
"No," Dex admits as he skates out toward Connor. "But when I hear that there's some crazy hockey player skating out of hours, I get worried."
"You worry no matter what time it is," Connor says without thinking. "Welp, apparently skating in pajamas means his filter is gone. An interesting data point to know."
Dex either doesn't care or he's more self-aware than Connor realized, because all he does is laugh and take a few quick strides to catch up with Connor.
"That's true enough. If you aren't doing drills, what are you doing?" "I couldn't sleep."
He doesn't need to admit to his nightmares. Some things are just for him.
"I couldn't stand staring up at my ceiling anymore, so I came here. I just wanted to be somewhere simple, I guess."
Dex just nods thoughtfully and keeps pace without further comment. Connor's never done his nighttime wandering thing with anyone else before. If asked, he would have said another person would be distracting or keep him awake more than he wanted to be. But skating silently with his captain is just as calming as skating alone. Eventually, Connor skates to the bench and sits. He knows he needs to stop if he wants to be able to walk to class tomorrow. His nightmare is long gone, and there's something nice about Dex's solid presence next to him. He passes his extra water bottle to Dex, who accepts with a small smile. "It's really too bad you're already in the house," Dex comments, out of nowhere. Connor just raises his eyebrow in question.
I was just thinking that this would have been a good opportunity to give you my dibs if you needed it. I have no idea who I'll pick, to be totally honest.
You've got time. It's only February.
Dex sighs.
Yeah.
He tips his head back to stare up at the dark rafters.
This is nice. Skating in the middle of the night like this. I see why you like it.
Thanks for not making me stop before I was ready.
Got your back, Whiskey. You know that.
He does. The end. Written work posted July 2025, audio recorded November 2025. An ITPE gift for Ife 70. Thanks for listening.